the rest of the story. When Christopher Columbus left the Canary Islands heading west, September 6, 1492, he was just another adventurer. When he landed in the Bahamas 1 month and 6 days later, he reserved for himself a permanent chapter in the history of the planet. Columbus had discovered America, we would later say. And for hundreds of years thereafter, there would be something inevitable about westwardness. And yet today, April 1989, marks the 200th anniversary of the beginning of a voyage even more fantastic than that of Columbus, a non-stop, unescorted ocean trek almost twice as far, in a vessel one-fifth the size of the Santa Maria. And the captain who managed this maritime miracle in a little more than a rowboat was a 34-year-old navigational genius named Bill. His story is the rest of the story. Since early childhood, Bill was beckoned by the sea. It challenged him. Eagerly, he accepted. For these next moments, I'm going to ask you to ignore his subsequent accomplishments, his admiralty in the Navy, his heroism in glorious battles at sea. Regard, if you will, instead, a young man preparing to do battle with the ocean itself, with a daring, non-stop voyage of nearly 4,000 miles outstretched before him. 200 years would pass before adventurous Contiki-type raftsmen would entertain the world by island-hopping the South Pacific. But in April of 1789, a brilliant navigator named Bill set out from the Tongan island of Tofoa, headed for what's now the Indonesian island of Timor, in a craft only 23 feet long and less than 7 feet wide to demonstrate that it could be done. Bill's boat was not unlike a miniature Viking vessel. Small sail, 6 pairs of oars. Accompanying him on the incredible journey was a crew of 18, including 2 quartermasters, 2 midshipmen, 2 cooks, a surgeon, a carpenter, and a sailmaker. In what amounted to a little over 100 square feet of space, Bill jammed 3 tons of provisions, tools, salt pork, water, wine. Food and drink were rationed strictly. In the early going, a meal might consist of 2 bananas and an ounce of pork, or perhaps 2 ounces of biscuit and a quarter pint of water. Navigation was accomplished entirely with a sextant and a compass, but Bill kept the boat on course through high seas and torrential rainstorms and freezing nights, through blasting winds that brought his craft to a standstill, and still, despite the rage of nature and the vastness of the South Pacific, Bill managed an average 90 miles of daily progress, which is no small chore for a modern yacht of similar size. They rowed and they sailed without stopping past the hostile Fiji Islands, which for years thereafter were named for Bill, then into the open waters beyond, which to this day are named in Bill's honor. And then, at last, on Sunday, June 14, 41 days after departing Tofoa, Bill and his crew arrived in the port of Kupang on the island of Timor, one of the greatest feats of seamanship anywhere, anytime. And Bill did it because he had to. You see, he and the others were forced from their original vessel by a rebellious crew. They were cast adrift in the ship's 23-foot launch and left to the mercy of the seas, but the mutineers had not counted on Captain Bill's incredible skills, and he navigated himself and those loyal to him, not only to safety, but into the maritime record books. Since childhood, you have known and dreaded the name of Captain Bill, the infamous Captain Bligh. And yet today, on this 200th anniversary of the mutiny on the Bounty, I hope you'll remember him not as a villain, but as a savior. Because now, you know the rest of the story.